As requested, I have pressed the button.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. It's Sunday evening, and you know what that means. My name is Ellie, and I'm here with Beth, Crash, and Io. Jen is not in attendance tonight, probably not feeling particularly well, it being pollen season and them having just had dental work.
Yeah.
Last time on Plus Ultra, the group were once again gathered in a tavern in Kalbsburg by their erstwhile employer, Tig, who asked them to travel to a hilltop fortification called Matlock Tor. The place had once been a lord's center of power, but it's been abandoned for centuries and has fallen to ruin. Tig had heard that the hill concealed a treasure room and sent the party to investigate, find the treasure room if it exists, clear out anything that might prevent looting the treasure room, and then ward the place against further intrusion so it would be safe until Tig's porters could empty it. The adventurers did indeed find the place crumbling and largely uninhabited by the living, but ghosts wandered the ruins even in daylight. Ghosts who were quiet until provoked, at which point all of them attacked at once. The group dispatched the ghosts and descended into the dungeons within the hill, where they found animated skeletons and a chimera occupying the only room that opened onto the hillside. And, as they dispatched the chimera, its dying cry alerted an even larger monster lurking in the depths. It's midway through the 6th month, the trees are in full bloom, and the northern part of Duran's eastern continent is about as warm as it ever gets. The name of the place is Matlock Tor. This is Plus Ultra. So, you have just emerged back into the larger room with the raised platform and the chairs and the ruins of the tower. Not towers. Pillars. And a gateway to the south where two skeletons are approaching. And a passageway to the east where a much larger chimera is looking out into the room.
Should we have an initiative roll?
Sure.
Do I have any initiative bennies here?
My understanding is this is when we spam Moonfire.
No.
Wrong game.
Let's see.
Also, don't
you
forget.
You is trained on it. Do I have to add 3?
Mm-hmm. Not going to help me go before the chimera. I don't remember the stat block per se, but I'm fairly certain the chimera is not trained in initiative, so it shouldn't have that high a number.
I mean, it's a chimera. You probably add all of the head's initiatives together.
Here, kitty, kitty.
And the person with the bow goes last.
Oh, well.
I'm going to have to get myself trained in initiative somehow.
Oh, that's easy. Just spend 4 XP. You can give yourself a skill.
Wait.
I may not have been serious. I'm pretty sure that's not one of the skills you can give yourself.
Alas.
It says other than attacks or defense.
Oh.
I think it probably intended to include initiative in the... But
it doesn't actually.
Yeah, so anyway. You could.
I have a...
Oh my gosh, you could be the Ran of initiative. Well, I rolled the die, but I already have plus 18 to initiative. I'm going before we entered the crypt.
You tempt me awfully, Crash. You tempt me awfully. But I can't do that just now. I don't have that many experience points.
Yeah, we should probably stop the banter so that Chimera can go. It's waiting over there very patiently.
Yes.
The Chimera moves into the room and looks menacing. It roars.
It's saying hello. If Hugh was not Hugh, Hugh would roar back. But Hugh is Hugh, so Hugh will not be doing that.
Roar.
I don't roar. I hiss.
Welcome to Big Gay Al's Big Gay Petting Zoo. Over here we have the Big Gay Lion. Roar.
Oh, no.
I'm fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Oh, no. Up next is Hugh.
Up next is Hugh.
Okay. Well, it is trying to be menacing, and Hugh does not want it to be menacing. Hugh would like to, you know, sit down and have a nice cup of tea, possibly in an inn somewhere, and not think about the undead and creatures mashed together trying to attack him. So he's going to use his conversation skill. This is a lie. This is because I clicked on the wrong tab. He is instead going to use Onslaught again. And this is going to be for physical damage.
Okay.
With the Chimera having an initiative of 18, I'm assuming this is difficulty of 6?
Difficulty 5.
Oh, it was trained in initiative. Okay. And I am going to spend a level of effort on this to bring it down to difficulty 4.
Okay.
By the way, fun fact, everyone, if you click the pay button, you pay the cost for rolling, but possibly don't actually roll. Ah, that's a 16.
16 will hit.
Okay.
That does 4 damage?
Yes.
No? Okay. Do you plan to move a short distance, or is that your turn?
I'm going to stay here because I imagine those people who do want to rush forward will do so on their own. Hugh doesn't want to cut them off.
Okay. Then it's Dynan's turn.
How long is a short distance again?
I've been saying 7.5 meters, 5 squares. You can get to the here. I'll bring the Chimera because the Chimera only moves six meters.
The Steinen couldn't get to the Chimera, so the Chimera went to the Steinen.
The Chimera takes a bonus action to move 1.5 meters.
It's a rogue. It had dash. Ooh, that is an attack with a charged ancestral sword with plus 1 point of damage.
Yes, because I rolled a 17.
17 definitely hits. And the Chimera is thinking perhaps it was a mistake to come in here and attack you guys.
It's accurate. That was a mistake.
Grar.
It is extremely unhappy. It is well past the point of being bloodied.
Nice one.
And that is my turn.
Okay.
I am going to stay right here, assuming that this is within an appropriate distance of... Honestly, I think I'm going to stay right here because this means that if it decides to rush forward, I will probably have a chance to shoot it again. Because what I am going to do is shoot it.
Okay. You are
distance
going against difficulty 5.
Okay. I have an eased attack on this because of my bow skill. So it's final difficulty 4. Let's see how this goes. I don't... How's a 20?
Yeah, a 20 will hit.
Just barely. Let's do the 4 points of... the extra 4 points of damage.
Oh, right.
Since it says major effect, or 4 plus 4 points of damage. And this is when to do 4 points of damage, right? So that would be a total of 8 points?
You do not need to do the extra damage.
Oh.
But doing the major effect would not...
Can I do the effect of getting a shot in such a way that the hide is not further damaged and people who want to have a...
Yes.
Okay. It is shot in a clean and efficient manner that quickly slays it as painlessly as possible.
Yes. You have
fire arrow warning shot up its nose.
It's got several brains. I might need a heart shot.
The Chimera is defeated. The skeletons to the south rattle the gate, is the word I was looking for, but yeah. Don't seem to be able to get past it.
Right. The nice locked door. Aren't we glad it's locked?
I could open it.
No, I don't think we want to open it at this time.
I mean, I could shatter the skeletons and then we could open it.
If you wish to shatter the skeletons with the door closed, that would be most acceptable. I suppose that if they line themselves up well through the bars, I can try to shoot them, but it's a bit awkward.
Well, we are back up to Hugh's turn.
Okay. Well, let's do Onslaught again. I'm not going to spend effort on it, though, this time. What's the base difficulty?
2.
Come on, GM Intrusion. Let's make this interesting.
Oh, no.
Nope, it's a 10.
Oh, darn. I'm successful. 4 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Are you moving, or?
Hugh is going to stay right here until Hugh has to move. His back is to a room that he's fairly sure is devoid of things that will try to kill him. He likes that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Skeleton 1, which is the one that Hugh attacked, rattles the gate a little harder. Skeleton 2 rattles the gate a little harder. It's Dinan's turn.
Dinan approaches the gate. By gate, what are we talking here?
It's pretty standard prison bars. It's a set of iron bars set into the stone along the edges of the doorway. And in the middle is a hinged gate that can open and close, but it's locked at the moment. It's all like it's all made of iron bars, but there's a smaller gate. It's leaning back a bit. It looks like something, possibly this chimera, tried to smash it down and couldn't.
Now I stick my sword through it.
Oh yeah.
If I try to attack that way, that sounds like I might be hindered.
Yeah, difficulty 3. Right.
Before or after the hindering?
Base difficulty 2, hindered by 1.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay. A 7 will do it. Which one are you attacking?
The one I'm directly in front of. The one on the left side of the screen.
Okay. With 7 damage.
Poke, poke.
That's such an interesting bug, and it happens every time. You put your sword through its skull, and it crumbles to dust.
Right. That's another one down. Turn into them. Another one turns to dust. Yeah. Another one. Sorry. And another one turns to dust. Yeah.
The executor of the Queen Estate has shown up with a lawyer?
Parody. I wasn't using the same words. There was no biting involved.
Unfortunately, that method of declaring fair use is determined in a court of law.
Honestly, I'm going to watch down the other path and let the people who don't have ranged weapons, physical ranged weapons, deal with the skeletons. I'm watching from where the chimera came from to see. Tamilin wants to know if there's any more where that came from. So consider that I am keeping an eye on everything and holding my attack.
Okay. Hugh, there is... Well, let me double check. Hugh, there is a Tamilin and part of a Steinen between you and the remaining skeleton.
Well, that's not good at all.
Tragically, you're going to have to move.
No! Okay, an immediate distance is, I think, 3 meters.
We've been...
Immediate, not
we've
sure.
been... Okay. I was going to say, I've been saying that you can move 7.5 meters and still act.
Okay. Well, then I will bring this up to 7.5. Oh, look. I have line of sight again.
You do.
So, Hugh is going to weigh all of his options, take into account the various surroundings, the pros and cons of different techniques that he has at his disposal, and then he's going to use Onslaught again.
Okay.
And I'll take the extra 3 points of damage because I rolled a 19.
The other skeleton shatters away from Steinen. Some bits maybe tink off Steinen's armor.
Whoop. That you back there?
Yeah, that was me. I pretended it was an apple.
Great. Good work. Wanted to make sure that they're not just bums now.
That sounds kind of neat.
Without your input.
And terrifying.
Right. Great.
Combat is over. I can close all these NPC character sheet tabs.
The pain of a GM.
So many tabs.
Although.
Talk about keeping tabs on someone.
Three of us remember. And I'm going to use the word fondly, but you can decide if it's sarcastic or not. Back in the day, having several rule books open and bookmarks in the rule book that had all the monsters in it, because in your hubris, you decided there were going to be 3 different kinds of creature that the party was fighting.
I'm going to peek in the chimera tunnel.
Okay. The floor does change as you pass into the tunnel. It's less fancy, a bit more worn. Looks like there might have been a door there. There isn't anymore.
I want everyone to understand that it was like that when I got here.
It was probably the Chimera's fault. Hopefully there aren't too many more of those in here.
Well, there's a door to the north, and there's a passageway that opens up to the south. Which way should we go?
I vote we look down the easier route first.
Okay.
I mean, the door might not be locked, but also, whatever's on the other side of the door is on the other side of the door, and whatever is down here is down here. Which looks like not much.
The passageway that you're going through has, again, a knockdown door at the far end. In one corner, there is a pile of hay, it looks like, straw, grass, a nest, basically.
A chimera nest, presumably.
And some bones of creatures that it's picked up outside and dragged back in.
You checks the nest.
Okay. You are still using your dark sight cipher, right?
I believe so.
Okay. There's nothing interesting to find there.
Okay.
No
No, it's bones in a place to sleep.
It's weird.
And what might this be?
The other corner has more bones, some rubble. The cloth on the floor is tapestries from the main room.
Ah.
The bones are from someone named Barney.
It dragged in a tapestry to lounge on and then decided it preferred hay and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the stories of adventurers all say things like, you know, after the monster was defeated, the hero finds, like, a sword that the monster was keeping, or magical trinkets, or, you know, stuff that there's no reason the monster would have it, but the monster had it anyway.
We want to check for magical trinkets. We should probably, I'm afraid, perform some butchery on the body. It might have swallowed someone.
Oh, I can check that without tearing it open. Hugh immediately goes back the way we came. Does not wait for you to follow. And when I get to the chimera, I am going to use scan. I am going to roll a 4 for scan.
There's nothing of interest inside the chimera except its last meal, which looks like it was probably a fox.
We'll never know what it said.
Indeed. I suppose if you're looking inside of things, you could also check the littler one.
Yeah, I guess. It was back here, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was about to say I'm not going to make you do all that moving.
But we like to move through the map.
You have provided this wondrous map for us, so we will wander around and wonder at it.
And get lost while trying to move around.
Yes.
Well, that's an 18. I see way too much about the insides of this chimera.
Yes. Several squirrels.
I suppose you could look inside this grotesque here. I don't know why they would have a concerning statue.
Oh, I think I was going to go check that out earlier. Well, I was checking out this one. And then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. So, I mean, skeletons. They weren't on fire.
Yes.
Okay. Well. And remember I said if you press pay, it charges you the cost of using the ability without rolling a die? Guess who forgot that?
You?
Yeah, which is why I had to click the button 3 times for scan. So the 7 is for the one on the left, the 11 is for the one on the right.
They are statues made of stone.
I think they're just here for the aesthetic.
There certainly is an aesthetic going on, isn't there?
Gotta say, I'm much more sanguine about the next level of this dungeon. I was concerned that it was going to be frustrating, but y'all are going to find ways to frustrate yourselves.
Yep.
We will walk into a room with a green circle. We will then immediately walk out of the room and never speak of it again.
Fascinating. Diagonal lines are always fascinating in ruins.
Fun fact, if you try to click and drag someone else's character, your character doesn't move.
No, it wouldn't, would it?
Well, it does work. It works exactly as intended.
Underneath the Delka for a moment.
Oops.
Oh, no.
I suppose we should check
the door.
The door.
This room is lined with tapestries.
Hmm.
They are mostly decorative, but seem to tell a story of purification and sacrifice. The door is much fancier than anything you've seen down here.
Fascinating.
And it's locked.
Well.
I'm going to turn on spooky mode.
Spooky mode.
I have to click the ghost icon to
drag
characters through walls.
Well, I am going to, because I've gotten used to doing this over and over again, and I'm going to hyper-focus on the ability, I'm going to use scan on the door. And what's on the other side of it?
Oh.
And I am going to make the game more interesting by rolling a nat one. The door is a mimic.
Yes, the door is a mimic. No, you just don't get anything right now. It's like you bounced off it.
Hey, so have you ever been attempting to go through a door, but it doesn't open when you thought it was going to open, so you just sort of like bounce off the door?
Well, it is locked.
I do try to avoid doing such things.
Well, I just tried to, you know, use my abilities to look through the door to see what's on the other side, instead of just rushing in like you tell me I should stop doing. And I bounced off the door.
That seems odd. Are you sure you did it right?
No, I'm not sure I did it right. I'm very new to this.
Is anyone going to try to pick the lock, or shall we see if I bounce off the door?
Hugh backs up 1.5 meters.
Does Delka have lock picking?
Delka has a large sword.
Delka, not Steinen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Steinen has a large sword.
Yeah, Delka has a large wrench.
Understanding machines?
Both of these are pretty good at lock picking.
Using repairing or crafting machines? Well, as I unfortunately do not have the ability to pick locks, I could wiggle an arrow around in there, I suppose. I will have to let someone else force the door.
Delka will come up and kneel down in front of the door and pick the lock.
With an 18? Yep.
Door is open.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Steinen opens the door and walks in.
Hey, don't leave me behind.
I'm not leaving you behind. I'm just trying to make sure you don't run ahead and find another Chimera.
Well, I was looking at your thing, and then I look up, and you're both gone through the door already.
You are in a square room, roughly square. To your right is a staircase leading down. To your left is a pair of basins separated by a crumbling stone wall. On a raised platform. Each basin looks like it was connected to water. It might have gotten clogged up at some point in the intervening centuries.
Were these water dishes for Chimeras?
I doubt it.
I think they were
Chimeras aftermarket. For cleansing.
Yeah.
Those tapestries, they seem to be doing things with purification and cleansing.
Religious.
Probably. These look like they are for ritual cleansing.
No water in them now?
No. There are, and I should have put this on the map, along the far wall, the ragged remains of very, very simple, like sackcloth clothing. They would be hanging from pegs in the wall. Some of them have fallen to the floor.
The equivalent of bathrobes.
Or the equivalent of
monastic robes.
Penitence robes.
I said what I said.
Yeah. Well,
I guess we're going down.
Actually, wait. Before we go down,
yes.
We should check out that gate.
Oh, yes, with the skeletons.
The party then backtracks the entire trip.
Yep. Hugh, we should go check out the skeleton gate.
And maybe explode the skeleton gate.
Unless Delka can pick the lock. Although, considering how bent things are, perhaps that would be difficult.
So, I'll try to shove it, and if that doesn't work... Oh!
Yeah, Delka's not having any luck getting the lock open.
To be fair,
it was
higher than my last roll.
That was you. Oh, I thought that was you rolling on slot.
Nope.
No, Hugh was going to let someone try to pick the lock before he just tried to make things explode.
Well, I'm going to push.
Perhaps you should pull first.
I'm going to pull.
He was going to attempt to help pulling.
Okay. Stein, that is a strength roll, difficulty 4, and you have an asset.
Yeah. Woo!
That's a 12.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm just going to unlock the door. But yeah, you managed to... Actually, you don't yank the gate open so much as you yank the whole apparatus. It's the whole apparatus has been shoved back into the wall. And somewhere, you can see like the crumbling stone where the iron bars have moved in their settings in the wall.
Dry rot.
And you yank it hard enough to like the play from the bars being loose in the wall, and your yanking is enough to pull it all the way the rest of the way out of the wall. And so it sort of rotates down on top of you, and you lower it back up and lower it to the floor.
Somewhere in a galaxy far away, Ran approves. I love all these sounds that are added.
Dinan will tromp on through to do her duty as the armored brick
with the flaming sword.
There are other skeletons on the floor here. Some bits of what look like rotted bedding. This appears to possibly have been a prison area.
Poor sods. Rotted in here after the thing fell.
Perhaps, however, we should make sure that they are not going to rise again like the other two. Unexpected.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to poke this one with my sword.
It does not seem... It's dead. It is... All the skeletons in here are not responding to you at all. They don't seem animate.
I wonder why these did not rise again, and the ones that did.
Now, if you rotted in prison, would you want to get up and defend it?
Defend it, no, but perhaps attack those I thought were jailers.
Well, I don't look like a jailer.
Poor things. Well, all right, I suppose it's only the stairs now.
Yep.
Ran? I was just talking about Ran. Ran is in a galaxy far, far away, or over there at Craft Services because he's watching the filming of this episode. Hugh is going to do a thing that Hugh has no ability in whatsoever. Kind of, sort of. So this talk about, hey, these skeletons got up and started attacking and defending the area, and these skeletons didn't, has Hugh wondering about like the ebb and flow of magic and how it works and things. And this has been a distraction for him for a very long time. Yes, it changed recently, so he's learning everything again, but it's been a distraction for him a very long time. So he wants to sit down and really take a look at the skeletons that were animated and the skeletons that weren't. Possibly is taking a skull in each hand, one from one group, one from the other, and just really looking at them to examine the magics or lack thereof to see if he can find an answer to this question. The player does not believe that Hugh is going to get any insight at all, but Hugh doesn't know this.
That's fair.
After examining the skull of the non-animated skeleton and the skull of the de-animated skeleton, the remaining one anyway, you actually do see one clear difference. The skull of the de-animated skeleton has something that is significantly different from the skull of the non-animated skeleton.
One of them has been shattered by magic.
It has a hole in it where a blade got poked through it.
Same joke. Well, same punchline, different lead up. Yes. Okay.
There's nothing obvious to distinguish the two.
Hugh will put both skulls down against the wall so they don't get stepped on, and then walk out to notice that his companions are still right there and didn't leave him behind. Oh, I thought you were going to go do something else.
We were waiting for the mage to finish communing with the dead thing.
Oh, I was just trying to answer your question.
Any luck?
No. I need to learn a bit more before I can learn more.
That is how it goes sometimes. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, I want all the knowledge of the cosmos now.
Wouldn't
Hugh is unaware of how this is a bad idea. Yeah, Hugh is unaware this is a very bad idea.
Bad idea, though.
And now we
say mages didn't usually have bad ideas. It's because there's so much going on in their heads that they run out of good ones and...
Well, it's not like I'm going to turn into a giant orangutan or something. And we have looped around and gone back to the stairwell that we saw earlier.
And gone down the stairs.
And teleported to a different map. Because somebody worked out how to do that. Mm. Ooh, this is multiple layers.
A little spiral staircase going down and...
And then a big curved hallway.
Yep.
Anything on the walls here?
No.
Okay.
That's what I forgot to do before I started the session.
Put things on the walls?
Turn out the lights.
Oh.
Ah, I thought it seemed lighter down here.
I mean, we'll have our own light sources anyway.
This looks like a wall.
It is a wall.
The odds of there being nothing but a wall.
Well, yeah.
Maybe they ran out of time digging this tunnel? Like, the whole tower up top fell before they finished this?
I have my doubts. That would be the case.
Rand will tap on the end of this hallway.
Cute.
Okay.
You. Rand, get wrong up character. Wrong character.
Get out from behind the props, Rand.
I was just trying to make it more interesting by making them think a ghost was here. Ooh. I will lift up this debris and make it be vaguely humanoid and have it walk around, which is what I was planning to do at the end of the last session, which we didn't record on Friday.
About that? Hugh gets to go tapping on the walls.
Hugh's just going to scan the wall.
Is your scan even working after that crit failure?
Well, we will find out.
You rolled a 19.
I do 3 points of damage to the wall. In addition to learning thing.
No.
That's a 19.
That's a failure.
Oh, thought so.
You go to scan the wall and nothing happens.
I bounced again.
You didn't bounce. Nothing happens.
Oh, that's worse.
Is this some kind of anti-magic room?
Or I'm just really bad at it today.
Steinen flourishes her sword and hopefully translucent blue armor forms around her regular non-translucent non-blue armor.
Yes, that happens.
Should we look for special
Steinen shoulder checks the wall.
The Steinen bounce.
Steinen, give me a roll. Just d20.
We're going to see how much Steinen bounces.
We're going to see if Steinen hits this opening part of the secret door.
I can't make things go away. Okay, there we go. There we go. There we go.
With a 20, yes, your shoulder check hits the trigger for the secret door. Beyond, you find another curving passage, curving back up to the north, and a skeleton on the floor who has dropped several what look like gold ingots.
Oh, I wouldn't touch any of that yet.
Okay, but on our way back, I think that counts as sample of treasure.
Yes, unless they're cursed or something, or poisoned.
Well, we're going to have to bring something back.
Hold on. Bring back skull.
I don't think skulls count as treasure.
Chimera skulls.
I am specialized in forge theory and trained in tasks related to smelting and smithing. Is there any way I could, like, evaluate the ingots?
Absolutely. Difficulty 3, let's say.
Which skill would be the applicable one? I know that the specialized is building off of the trained, but I don't know if this counts as forge theory.
You can use forge theory.
Ooh. Difficulty 3?
Base difficulty 3, yes.
Okay.
Oh no. These dice.
That's a 2. I mean, we had a 20 earlier.
I do not know rocks about basic.
I recommend that you spend 1 luck point to increase your...
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. We should be giving ourselves luck points when we do horribly.
Oh, yeah. You should have additional luck points.
Spend 1 luck point to make that a 3.
Yes. These are standard gold ingots. They don't look to be magical in any way.
I think they're normal.
Why would someone be carrying a bunch of gold ingots and then simply fall down dead like this?
I mean...
Well, the whole thing crashed into the ground. So possibly someone was trying to, like, transport treasure somewhere more secure or transport treasure to evacuate with them, either illicitly or, you know, actually because they got told to.
The scraps of cloth around this skeleton are the same kind of material that you saw hanging on the wall or upstairs.
Penitent robes again.
The penitent man will pass. The penitent man shall pass. Duck!
Apparently not.
So, I think the gold's okay, so I'm going to pick up an ingot.
Okay, you have an ingot of gold.
I have an ingot of gold.
When we come back this way, perhaps we can gather the rest. Pause. She will take out her little notebook that she has for things and do a quick sketch, because you never know what someone might think was important.
If I had actual tools and stuff, I could evaluate the purity, etc., but I don't have that, and I am not that kind of mage.
You seem to be the kind of mage with a big sword.
Right.
Hugh, we're heading down.
Oh, okay. Hugh immediately goes ahead.
Are you looking for Chimera, Hugh?
Well, we've got 2 so far.
Oh, look, how jewels! About... Don't stand
and
on the skeleton in the
door. Yeah.
This is another skeleton on the floor with more sackcloth and a gold cup that was filled with jewels, but they've scattered on the floor.
Seems like they were trying to evacuate the holy reliquaries.
Or the holy treasury. And... Let us gather up some of the jewels then carefully, if they aren't also cursed if unbelievers touch them or something.
I don't really do jewels.
Hugh will gather up the jewels and put them in his pack. Jewels in the cup.
Jewels go in the cup. Cup goes in the pack.
Cup immediately spills inside the pack.
Well, you have to wrap it up in a cloth so that it won't spill.
Do you think Hugh has the patience to do that?
After it starts spilling, there might be a certain amount of discussion about this. I mean, Tamilin has some patience.
It's going to spill after it's put in the pack, so you won't see it spilling. You'll just hear the clattering coming from inside the pack as Hugh shoulder checks the wall in front of us, because that's how Hugh saw the wall opens.
Perhaps you need to be the same size as Steinen. Perhaps there is a...
Actually, I'm going to make a might roll to see if I actually manage this. The player is not expecting it to happen. The player wants to see how funny it is. The player has rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Hugh dislocates his shoulder. The wall, it's a wall check, not a shoulder check.
Yeah. You fought the wall and the wall won?
Shoulder is still there. Or was there. Not sure anymore. Ow.
I wouldn't recommend doing that if you're not right.
The GM strongly recommends at this point taking a 10-minute recovery rest.
That sounds pretty good.
Hugh, for all of his impatience, readily agrees. Also, we've been playing for about an hour, so how about we do that in real time?
Sounds good.
Oh, that's not what I want to do.
I will recover 4 might points.
I will top off my intellect.
I don't appear to have anything that needs recovery.
All right.
Oh, I will turn on the light and eat a chocolate. No, right. Antux, you cannot have all of the craft services things. These are my mice. They're candied. Oh, we're back. Sorry.
If you truly want the candied mice, I shall sacrifice. Thank goodness.
Oh, hey, Craft Services got the candied mice that I requested. The bowl's empty.
Oh, fine. Here, have
it. Okay, I'll just put it in this basket. Don't ask about the sounds it makes.
I think you need, like, a candied goat for that basket.
The candied mouse goes in the basket. There's a crunching sound, and a full mouse skeleton comes flying out of the basket.
Goat. Definitely a goat. Very large.
It then runs off and does battle with a lizard skeleton.
Yes. I'm back on stage. Just a moment. Yes, yes, here. Right. Okay.
So the skeleton that you're sort of crowded around right now, looks like it was trying to interact with the wall in front of you. And not in a, like, triggered a trap and got shot by a crossbow bolt type of way.
Not like it was scrabbling.
Died trying to figure it out way.
Are we sure that they weren't trying to steal something and then the walls came down and they couldn't get out? There's one towards either door. Perhaps they thought they had to open each door simultaneously?
They could have been trying to raid it. They could have been people who were supposed to be here but hadn't been told how the door opens. The door could be broken because they didn't hit it with the shoulder the right way.
Well, we hit it with the shoulder from the other direction. This might be a trap. I do hope that other door doesn't close. That will be very inconvenient.
Okay. Give me a moment here. Hugh, not Ran. There is no Ran, only Hugh. Will attempt to go up to the wall again. Take a deep breath. Put both hands flat on the wall in front of him. Like he's Corbin Dallas in Fifth Element. Try not to think about meat popsicles. And as he's letting his breath out slowly, try once again to use scan. That is a 4.
That works.
What do I notice?
And there is another curved hallway beyond the wall. And you have identified the mechanism that opens the secret door.
Okay, I think I understand. We don't need to use our shoulders to do this.
Shoulder just happens to be at the right height.
No, it's all you gotta do is say the magic words. Button! And I press the button.
And welcome back from our break.
Everyone looks up at the voice that comes disembodied out of the ceiling.
Oh, good. Hugh presses the button. The secret door clicks open, and you may pass. There is indeed another curved hallway.
Someone liked making hallways. Do these curve up, down, or simply straight?
They're not straight, they're curved.
The floor is flat.
Wow.
Oh,
this is fascinating.
Found a ghost. Found a ghost. Found a ghost over there. It's right over there.
Yes, it's just hovering there over a skeleton.
All right.
Hugh, farther down the passageway, past the opening that you see to your right, there is another skeleton with a golden urn full of jewels.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Hugh doesn't even notice that skeleton because he's looking at the ghost.
Okay, yes, the ghost is just standing there. It does not notice you.
Neither did the others till we poked them. Let's go see how many other ghosts there are in the area before we poke this one, shall we?
I'm just gonna look in here past the ghost.
Okay. To your southwest, down the passageway that you just entered, there is a rattling sound.
How about we deal with the skeletons later?
Are they coming after us?
Well, we haven't been down there yet, so they couldn't be following us, no.
No, but they've heard us talking. Are they trapped? And is that why they rattle? Or are they rattling because they're actually getting through a gate?
Is the rattling getting closer?
It doesn't seem to be, no. In fact, it seems to have stopped once you got out of the... Once you went back through the opening in the wall.
This place.
Hugh is going to approach the ghost. Not touch the ghost. Deliberately not trying to be close enough to touch the ghost, but getting closer to the ghost.
It is standing over a skeleton clad in sackcloth that seems to be holding some gold, not ingots, but like nuggets.
Ah, it's going to need 9 of them to make a gold ingot.
Yes. Down the passageway to the southwest, you can see the skeleton that has stood up. It is not carrying a weapon. It looks like it was carrying gold, like the other skeletons. It also doesn't seem to quite know what to do with itself.
Oh, that is a problem for future Hugh. Current Hugh.
The ghost is just floating there.
All right. Hugh's going to try to do what he was trying before with examining the skeleton skulls, but he's going to try to examine the ghost.
Okay.
And again, player doesn't think this is going to do anything because Hugh isn't trained in any of this.
Well, 15.
15 isn't bad.
Yes, but I don't know what the difficulty was or how, but it's hindered by not being trained.
You do a pretty careful examination, and the truth is that you really don't see a whole lot of difference. It's possible that there's something you just wouldn't know to look for. It's also possible it's just random.
And the ghost itself?
The ghost itself looks like a skeleton. It's weird. It's like a person as they were in life, overlaid on their skeleton. Neither of them are fully opaque.
Ooh, weird.
So it's just kind of a creepy effect. Like, you shouldn't be able to see a person's skin and their skeleton at the same time, in the same place. They do look like they are a penitent of some kind. They have what looks like a ritually shaved head where they have been alive long enough since it was ritually shaved that the hair has grown back a bit. They are dressed in, it is a sackcloth shift that doesn't even have sleeves. It goes down to their knees. And
oh my gosh, it's like in Boy Scouts when someone wouldn't have a poncho, so we took a trash bag and poked holes in it. Only
kind
sackcloth.
Of, yeah.
The sackcloth really was a sack.
It's the kind of clothing that you would take to... It's a very deliberate acknowledgement of... Like, if you were to go in normal clothes, it might be... If you were to approach a religious ceremony in normal clothes, it might be seen as not giving it the respect it was due. If you went naked, it might imply that it wasn't voluntary. This is like by putting on this kind of outfit, you're showing that you are choosing to abase yourself in the face of some kind of religious ceremony. And it has equivalents in modern Duran. It's not something any of you have ever done, but you've heard of people doing it.
Some kind of religious thing.
Yeah.
Religious
significance. But this really does look like the objective is come down here, find your way through, figure out the mechanisms behind the doors, find your way through the passages, and make your offering.
So the treasure wasn't something they were trying to take out. The treasure was something they were trying to deliver.
Yes.
Hugh is going to reveal everything that he has had any kind of insight into.
Okay.
No, scratch that. In regards to this specific instance with the information you've given me, that is what Hugh is relaying. Not every insight he's ever had. That would be still probably a short list.
Deeply in character for Hugh.
When I was 6, I was born without a face. No.
Concern.
Well, now all of China knows that this ghost is... No. Hugh communicates this to the rest of the party. Delka is also here, just off camera, laughing too.
Well, I don't know why they're ghosts or why the skeleton is standing, but we know more about why the bodies were here in the first place.
The rattling starts up again, but it's not getting closer.
And I guess someone is... I guess those skeletons are in a band and they're playing maracas or something?
That seems a bit unlikely.
Oh, I didn't say that with any kind of certainty. I was more wishful thinking.
At some point, we are likely going to have to lay the poor creatures to rest. It is a pity we have to do it so violently.
Yeah, I don't know a way of doing it peacefully, unfortunately, yet. I'll get better.
That is promising.
I don't think our employer wants to wait for that, though.
Likely not. We're going to have to deal with these eventually. I suppose we should try to talk to the ghost or the skeleton first and see if we can convince it to pass peacefully, but be prepared for it not to work. She knocks an arrow and has it ready to, draw aim fire.
Okay. Throughout all of this, the ghost has not acknowledged that you exist.
Neither did the other ones until we touched them.
It's okay, I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't believe in spooks.
Well, apparently they don't believe in us yet, but if we give them proof of our existence, then the others certainly had a hissy fit about it.
I don't believe in the living.
Why is this one ghost dressed as a lion?
Oh.
And they're standing next to someone with a funnel on their head.
What are you up to?
Religious significance. Tamilin is volunteering Steinen to try to talk to the ghost because Steinen's the one who has the integral magic armor.
Yeah. Steinen will sigh and reach out and tap the ghost on the shoulder.
Actually, you know what? Make an intellect defense roll. Difficulty 4.
Okay.
13 will do it. When you tap the ghost on the shoulder, the ghost turns and just stares at you.
Hey, you going to freak out and attack us? Because we'd like to talk if you're not going to freak out and attack us.
The ghost continues to just stare at you.
The other ghosts were perhaps watchmen. They attacked intruders. If this was a supplicant, it may just be baffled? Confused?
It turns its head to look at Tamilin, who is
talking,
hidden,
yes.
Halfway hidden behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns back to Steinen.
I'm not sure they speak our language.
Oh, that's a nuisance.
Steinen takes the ingot and sets it down next to what the body was carrying and sort of makes a gesture like, this is yours, right?
The ghost looks down and leans over and tries to pick up the gold that's lying on the floor and is not particularly successful.
Oh, it wants to make its offering.
I think we're going to have to resort to, pictograms.
Perhaps we should solve the maze for it and lead it through.
That. What if they're here because they couldn't get to the end?
Yeah, that seems possible.
I mean, literally, that is why they're here. But also, why they're here.
Why they're ghosts, yeah.
And the skeleton back there is similarly not being aggressive.
And it didn't do anything to me when I was staring at the ghost.
There are scratching sounds, but they aren't coming closer.
They're force sensitive womp rats.
No.
Is that one trying to communicate?
I don't think Steinen can see it from here.
Oh, go see. Steinen lifts a hand and goes, wave, wave.
The skeleton at the far end of the passageway is just sort of scraping its fingers against the wall at the end of the passage.
It wants through.
Well, let's help it.
Yep, let's help it through.
Carefully not touching the ghost.
Do you know that my onslaught skill and scan skill are right next to each other in my character sheet? I'm clicking on the correct one. But I want everyone to be aware that if I click on the wrong one, that is why. That is a 13 for my scan.
You have no trouble finding the mechanism for this door. The skeleton is attempting to go through, attempting to look at the wrong side of the wall.
Oh, the poor thing.
It doesn't have eyes.
Oh.
Well, it's got some things. Push the button, I suppose?
Yep.
There has been a buttoning. Oh, the ghost has come over.
Hello, ghost.
Hugh,
the skeleton sees that sees that the door has opened, and the skeleton and the ghost both go through the door and start making their way down the passage again.
Well, let's follow our new companions.
Yep.
Oh, look, another dead one.
I think we should bring the offerings and help them make the offering.
The skeleton on the floor here was carrying a chest that probably contains more gold or jewels.
I'm not sure it's going to fit in my backpack.
Tamilin is going to scamper off. I think she's got speed defense. She's got graceful. She's pretty quick, right?
Yeah. You can go back and gather the...
She'll gather the ones that the ghost and the skeleton left, and at least a large enough portion of them to be reasonable, and stick them in her pack and come back.
Okay. Both of them have stood aside into another gap in the wall, and there is another wall. I did not mean to do what I just did.
Well, if they would let us pass carefully.
And we can help them through this one, too.
Hopefully, yes. Where do they seem to want to go?
Both of them are looking at the end of the hallway rather than through the gap, but
they're
neither
standing
of them,
aside.
They're standing aside.
That's a 7.
With a 7, you again find the mechanism. Once you know what you're looking for, they're not particularly difficult to identify, but someone who couldn't use this ability might be here a very long time.
Especially if they were in the dark.
Yeah.
A small mouse and centaur runs away.
It is important to note that there is no lighting here. There aren't even torch sconces on the walls.
So whatever light was here, they brought themselves, and perhaps they brought nothing.
I don't recall the GM saying anything about burned out torches or lanterns.
Yeah. They did not bring lights with them, that you can tell.
Oh, to walk this in the dark and then have to feel even a simple thing could be rather a problem. Oh, look, another ghost.
Yes.
Another ghost. There
is another ghost in the hallway. It, too, is not particularly... Like, it doesn't acknowledge you until the other ghost passes through it, and then it starts following.
Is there a body?
No, actually, oddly enough, for this one, there isn't.
Fascinating.
It might have wandered away from its corpse.
It's not a dance macabre, it's a walking
macabre. I hold
up
the chest as if asking it if it recognizes it, and sort of gesture down the hall.
Is yours? Yeah.
It stares at you and then keeps floating along the hallway.
The others were...
Oh, whoops.
...staying with their things.
Someone hit a wall, and it wasn't us.
Yes.
You're supposed to have ghost mode on.
There's another...
That's the one of the ones. And they're all walking in here.
There's another ghost.
We're going to get rid of all of them like this, eh?
I don't want to think about it like that.
Get rid of is not the right word, but they do need to make their offerings, I suppose. The cup with the gems may come in handy. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
I guess we should gather this up to take along, too.
Yes.
Hugh's going to take a guess, because the skeleton and ghosts are more towards the southern end of this short curved passage than the northern end. Hugh is guessing that the southern end is where the hidden mechanism is. So he's going to scan that side first.
Okay.
May I spend a luck point?
You don't need to.
To make that be a 3.
You don't need to.
Okay. I guess
at this point, it's basically don't roll a 1.
Oh.
Takes you a little while to find that one. Oh my, what have we got now? More?
In a manner of speaking.
I did not realize.
I've got stuff to put down with the offerings.
Oh, that's right. I've got stuff in my pack. The cup and the gems.
And Hugh's I picked up a few things as well.
Hugh will dump his entire pack out to make sure that he gets all the gems out and puts them in the cup.
So you did spill them.
Oh, yes. Twice, technically.
You have reached the center of the maze, such as it is. The floor in here is significantly different. It is dark stone with red tracings in it, in the same pattern as the one as the fancy floor upstairs. At this point, you have been accompanied by three ghosts and a skeleton, all of whom are sort of floating around the very large piles of gold and gems and other various treasures in this room. And to the east side of the room is a very large sinkhole.
The one I'm standing at the edge of.
Yes. The floor has collapsed. Gold has started to fall. It has fallen into it. And there is a very rough pathway leading down.
Well, let's set down the offerings for the ghost and the skeleton. That is such a sentence to be saying.
Milan will basically try to identify which one had was with which of the things that she was carrying and go, in your name, may this offering be received and your mission be completed. And set it down respectfully with all the rest of the treasures. I wonder if they're
Ghosts and skeleton go back to... The skeleton collapses to the ground, but there's still light in its eye sockets.
I wonder
it's dimmer, if dimmer, but it's still there. It's
supposed to go through the sinkhole and into the path, having been reborn after casting aside their worldly wealth.
The sinkhole doesn't look intentional. This was not built around the sinkhole. The sinkhole tore a hole in the floor.
There must have been some way to get out again.
Yeah, this looks like a major problem. Sinkholes and temples are gonna cost you. Now it's gonna be it's gonna cost you a lot. Might be about 2 months before we can start working, but that's gonna be if I can get my guys. If I can't get my guys, it's gonna be 4 months minimum. But
the plumber a soul's all. We know what plumber crimes look like.
I was an electrician, so we don't have to worry about that.
Actually, you have to worry about when the plumbers come in and, you know, find the studs in the wall by thrusting a sawzall through. But anyway, I wonder if there was a hatch there or something.
Well,
something in the ceiling or something in the walls or something in the floor.
You said there was a path going down through the sinkhole?
The floor has collapsed in such a way that you can make your way down.
It's not a worn path. It's just a...
Right.
Yeah, so while Beth's character is wondering about things, Hugh's going to start climbing down.
Oh, dear. I was going to ask if you wanted to look at the wall, at the walls or the ceiling, to see if there was a secret passage out again. But all right, I suppose we're going down.
Guess we're going down.
Hey, look. There's another curved passageway.
There is. And there's a spatter of blood on the floor next to you.
Oh.
It's...
Usually that's in a bucket.
Really, really old.
Oh, good.
Do the walls look natural?
Yes. The artificiality of the walls on the map is strictly a limitation of the map and not...
Okay.
This is natural caverns.
All right, so I see a skeleton on the floor. It is not currently getting up. So that is an improvement from previous encounters.
Not represented on the map is a skeleton with another old, old blood stain under it. Not represented on the map is the little crown. Not like a king's crown, but an indication that this was a person of some power.
A circlet.
A circlet. This person, yes.
This person is named Jack. He fell.
Yes. The skeleton doesn't show any signs of moving. This is a dead person.
Is it wearing a similar set of robes? No. Fascinating.
Passage opens up really wide up ahead.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I need a brighter lantern.
Like, split the party if you take a wrong turn level of wide.
Well, don't go ahead too far. We might find cave chimeras. This does look like a wide, dim room.
Well, considering how long we've been playing, I imagine we need to do something that allows us to end on a cliffhanger. So, I'm gonna walk into the room.
Oh, dear.
The caves you're in are very empty and really eerie. There is the sound of running water from the south and possibly from the north, but it's hard to tell.
And I see a couple ghosts over there to the east.
That's true. Then. The walls of it looks like there have been some rock falls.
Oh, that's
along the walls of the caves. As before, the ghosts don't seem to be acknowledging that you exist.
Well, let's sneak up on them and see what their problem is that we might be able to solve.
They are just standing there. Unlike the ones above, these don't have corpses to go along with them.
They might have no-clipped through the floor.
Is there anything that would identify anything about them? Like, are they priests or royalty or attendants or penitents again, or...
They look like they might have been wearing armor.
Oh, dear. Perhaps we found the circlet wearer's guards.
Or their murderer.
I'm not touching that.
Right.
Simon?
Let me doing that.
You're the one with the armor.
Yep.
I will say the room is big enough. You do not have to engage with these if you don't want to.
True.
I suppose we could leave them be. If they shriek or something, then the other ghosts that were friendly might come down, and that would be a pity if we have to shoot them and to disperse them as opposed to finding a holy mage or something.
I'm not sure these ghosts are with the other ghosts.
No, but if they scream, the others might come as well. I don't know how it works.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying they might not be allies with the other ones. They might not even be from, like, the same time. Like, they're dressed different. The walls here are different.
Yes.
This might and be something they, else entirely.
And if they hear screaming, they might come down and try to figure out to join in. And I don't know. I don't want to start a ghost fight. That would be sad. Do we want to risk it? We're going to have to remove them anyway at some point.
If they're not attacking us yet, I say we go around and see what else is here first.
As you wish.
Again, it helps if I move my own character.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are next to Steinem, your outfit appears bluish. So I went for the blue icon. That was Steinem.
At the edge of this, hang on a second, please.
Okay.
Hanging on.
Hit the space bar.
The transition between the room you were just in and the one you're entering is a rockfall. You have to clamber down
slither.
Another set of rocks. The crumbling rocks to get to the bottom.
Rocks fell. Everyone died.
Yes. There is definitely now the sound of running water from the south.
And something glowing purple. Very far away. Do you see that eerie glow coming from down the tunnel? Or is that just me?
I don't see it yet, but I have a lantern.
Yeah, I also don't see it yet.
It's down there, and Hugh will point. And, I think there's something else down there, too.
There is another descent between you and what Hugh sees down there.
Steinem, you coming? I think I'd feel a lot better if you were coming along.
I am. Yeah.
That looks slightly concerning down there. I can't make as much of it out as I'd like.
Just barely. You can see what looks like an underground river. It's like it sort of coincides with the wall of the chamber, and to its west, just as the river disappears into out of sight, there's a pile of bones, and between the two, there's something else.
How high is the ceiling?
About 11 or 12 feet.
Camelan is pondering whether she wants to do the set the head of your arrow on fire trick and shoot something into, are they stone walls or earth walls?
Stone. This is cave work. Sorry, no work involved. This is a cave. What you're seeing along the edge, by the way, is phosphorescent fungus.
Cool. Actually, she has a better idea. Oh, I've got a thingy. Do I have any cool melon?
I intended to do that.
Okay. Oh, that's silly. I have one of these things, don't I? Hanging on to it. So far. I would like to use one of my arrows to, if it's the kind of fungi that is growing like a little mushroom, or is it more like lichen?
I don't like it at all.
Basically, I'm wondering if I could stab a little bit of this on my arrow and then sort of try to shoot the ground between me and whatever that thing is that I can't quite get a good vision on to get a little more light in the area. Or to see if whatever it is lunges for the light or whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about that. Hugh's going to yell out, "Hello? We're friendly if you're friendly."
Sorry, I was typing. I think Hugh is the only one who can see this, at least clearly. The creature between the pile of bones and the river rises up and rises up and rises up. It is easily 9 feet tall.
Oops.
And it makes a sound that would be a shriek. It's between a shriek and a growl and starts advancing toward you.
Yeah, as soon as I can, I'm onslaughting this thing.
Pick on someone your own size.
Initiative. Roland. Oh, excellent. I actually get to... Oh, wait, but Hugh gets +3.
Yes.
No, you spent all that time wondering about knocking your arrow. You can definitely do that first if you want to.
I mean, okay. Let's shoot a thing.
Oh, I like the name of this thing.
Oh, it's not showing up properly.
Well, no, it's not showing up on the map. It's showing up in the initiative tracker.
Oh, charming. Yes, I see it. And I roll +3.
Hugh would probably name it the same thing if asked to give it a name.
Now it has its correct name.
Oh.
Not my mouse over it. Oh, is it in the combat?
No, it's in the combat.
Yeah,
that's
I see that.
I would have named it the Hindering.
Yes, we know that. Tamilin rolled
a 3. Yeah, that is not enough to hit.
Is that a luck point?
You can spend 3 luck points to re-roll it.
And you have 3 luck points.
I think I will. I think I better.
And
when it gets to 5, it rolls over.
Yes. And in the panel on the window, there's a little die icon.
Will a 10 do better? That won't either? Oh, well. Do I get a luck point for it?
No, 10 will hit it.
Oh, okay. Bonk.
Does 4 points of damage?
Uh-huh. That's my bow. And arrow.
Okay.
Hugh
clicked on the wrong tab again.
Bah.
What's the base difficulty for this?
5.
And I am going to spend another level of effort and not click pay. That is a 17 on the
17. Dive. So that's 5 points of damage.
Nice.
And Hugh is going to step backwards 1 square.
Okay.
There's a rock fall. Hopefully it won't be able to climb it too quickly.
Well, Steinman's up.
I think it's taller than the rock fall.
Ooh.
Yes, it's taller than the rock fall. But it's Steinman's turn. And Steinman gets to advance if they want to.
She will charge and swing her sword.
Hey, bada, 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 bada. So wing. That is a two.
Two.
Do you have luck points?
It's two luck points. By two steps. I'm guessing it wasn't down to difficulty one from being east by two steps.
No. You should have one more luck point than you do, though, so you can reroll that.
Oh! Yes, I would like to do that very much. 11, east by two steps.
11 will hit.
Excellent! 9 points of not smite damage.
Nice.
You have carved this thing up pretty good. It is pretty angry. It makes another one of those shriek growls and swings a clawed hand at Steinen. Steinen, if you would please make a might defense roll.
I would love to make a might defense roll.
Sorry for.
Oh, you've got that armor on, don't you?
We're just trying
no,
to
it lasts a minute, so not anymore. Oh, okay. Beats difficulty 4 eased by 1, so beats difficulty 5.
Okay, you catch the claw on your armor and shrug it off. It is
good try.
Not happy about this. It is Tamilin's turn.
Tamilin has something that she's reasonably good at, and that thing is let's see. What's my stat pool for bow? Is that speed, presumably? Is that speed or is it might?
It's speed.
I would think so, yeah. Okay, speed. I will, in fact, ease it just a little because I've got some points here.
An 8 beats difficulty 2. That will not make it.
Well, I don't have anything else that I can do with that, so I'll have to take a luck point.
Yes, take a luck point.
The failure? Okay. Tamilin curses the darkness.
A rat centaur cries.
Yeah.
And what was that, Ellie?
It's Hugh's turn.
Ah. Oh, good. I am already putting in the base difficulty and level of effort. How's an 18 for
you? Okay.
6 points of physical damage.
The creature screams and holds its head in its hands and collapses to the ground.
How do you like those apples?
I would behead that just for to be safe.
I was just about to say, Stein
chops. It's the only way to be sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hugh, there's something behind you. All of those ghosts and the skeleton from above, plus the ones, it looks like, from the passageway to the north, have gathered in the hallway behind you. And as you watch the skeleton, the light goes out of its eyes and it collapses. And the ghost, one of the ghost in the lead nods to you, and then they all dissipate.
Huh. I think they were saying thank you.
Were they supposed to go and slay this thing?
I don't think so. They didn't have any weapons on them. I think there was something that they were supposed to do here, and we figured that out, but then something went wrong.
Obviously.
If you want, I can stare at its skull for a while.
Hmm?
Never mind. If you want, I can stare at its skull for a while, but Hugh was not saying that as a serious thing.
It hasn't been helpful for the others, has it?
No, I'm bad at this.
There's a lot of dead here.
I suppose. Yes,
these bones have been gnawed on and in some cases bitten in half. This is not just human bones, although there are human bones. Some of the human bones... There are cave fish in the river you can see now, and it looks like some other things might wash in sometimes, too. And it's possible this creature was just eating whatever came in through the river.
Charming. Delightful. So something.
As you make your way back out, and I'm not going to...
Okay.
I'm not going to put any particular... Like, I'm not going to make you do that. There are no more undead.
We go poke the holes, buttons at every single wall that might possibly exist, and...
Yeah. If you explore to the south in this caverns, you'll find another place where the river comes through the wall, and some more phosphorescent fungus.
But not another
creature.
That's good.
You moves 10 feet, uses scan. Moves 10 feet, uses scan. Moves 10 feet.
Tamilan maps. Tamilan maps.
We get rubbings of every square inch of wall in the natural cave system to give to our employer because they were so happy with the last set.
No. I think it'll be fine to just give them a crude map.
And there we go.
We are all back on top.
As you emerge back onto the surface, the sun is coming up and there's no sign of the ghosts that were haunting Matlock Tor, but you did grab a sample of the treasure.
Uh-huh.
And as you reunite with Mildred the Ox in your cart, that's where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you for putting up with this session going a little long.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, I was joined by some amazing players, Beth, Crash, and Eo. And who would like to plug something?
Eo's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you go to the Smashwords links for the books, the novels, I generally make like half of them samples, so you can like get halfway through and decide if you like it or not, and before you buy it, if you go to Smashwords and pick up the sample there. And you can also get from your local library with the Hoopla app, so that's good too. And speaking of cool, awesome things that you can sample for completely free?
Well, we take all these podcasts and put them over at AaronBSmith.com, along with a bunch of other things that I happen to do from time to time. Links to all of our other stuff that we do can also be found there, including our Patreon, patreon.com/CogwheelGaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, it's my birthday tomorrow, so you should go check out the Patreon. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this happy is going live in December. That's seasonally appropriate.
Indeed. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.